So it's a real tough way to start the conference schedule. You got UCSB at home, and then you go to Long Beach State on the road. Can you give me just a quick preview of the remaining Big West slate of games?
Well, obviously going to Long Beach State, we're facing one of the quickest little point guards in America in Casper Ware, and a dynamic, explosive offensive team that's been fast break out on you and can really explode in transition. Great rebounding team. They play the passing lanes. They play three different ways. They'll play a pressure man. They'll play kind of a 1-3-1 trapping zone sometimes, and then they'll go back and pack it in occasionally. So, you know, they have different gears to get out and get after you. What I like about playing these three, to be quite honest, is, you know, it goes back to my saying that's like that. You got to pay full price. You might as well find out what it costs. I mean, you go play the best teams and find out. Well, you know, you look at our preseason schedule. We're not exactly dodging people of America. We're going to Pac-12 schools and playing USC, Fresno State, DePaul, USC. We've been in this environment. You know, St. Mary's. You know, we've been in this environment. We realize what it's going to take to really compete at the highest level, the Big West Championship, to get to the dance. And that's what this is about. This is us setting the bar there and saying, okay, well, and I don't know if it's all saying, well, oh, you got this tough schedule to start with. I'm going, it's not a tough schedule, it's the schedule. You know, that's the schedule. And that's what we, you know, when we go to Anaheim, it's going to be those teams. They're going to say, oh, you got a tough schedule, you went to Anaheim. And those same teams that we played over this week are going to be in Anaheim to get to the dance. So we better play them. We better play them and learn something from it. And we better get better from it. And as a coach, we say, hey, well, how do we scout for that? As players, how do we implement that? And you take it numerically and say, it's one game. And we got 18 more. And 18 more games to play. That's a lot of basketball ahead of us, and a lot in 9 weeks of basketball too.